Always here to inform you, Dakota Country, KOKK in Huron.
With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports, KOKK. Class A State Cheer and Dance held yesterday, last evening, in Sioux Falls. Familiar names at the top of each category. In dance, Dakota Valley won their 14th consecutive title, 286 points, winning Jazz and Palm, well ahead of runner-up T-Area, 256, T-Area won hip-hop. Gregory was third, 233.25, Beersford fourth at 231.75, Platte Geddes, Andy Central Dakota Christian fifth at 227.25. In cheer, Sioux Valley won their 17th consecutive title, 249 points. I think they've won every cheer title in Class A since the sport became sanctioned. T areas at number 2, 236, winner 3, 221. De Rapids St. Mary 4th, 209.5. Dubrook 5th, 207.5. Woolsey Wessington 6th at 207th. Iroquois Lake Preston 17th at 170. Large squad champion Sioux Valley, small squad Dubrook with Woolsey Wessington runner-up. Volleyball around the area last night. Miller had what they call the reverse sweep, dropped the first two to Ethan, then rallied to win three in a row to take the match 15-25, 22-25, 25-23, 25-15, 15-9. Highmore Herald defeated Stanley County in four, 19-25, 25-22, 21-23. Hitchcock Tuller, the sweep of Sully Buttes, 25-5, 21 and 17. Bridgewater Emery defeated Sanborn Central Woonsocket, a sweep but very competitive, 25-20, 22 and 23. Kimball White Lake, the sweep of Wessington Springs, 25-8, 13 and 19. Groton defeated Redfield in four, 23-25, 25-16, 25-21, and 18. Double A scores last night. O'Gorman defeated Peer in four, 19-25, 25-19, 27-25, 25-15. Sioux Falls Jefferson swept Roosevelt, 25-15, 11 and 15. Double A had East-West tournament play going yesterday. I believe it continues today. Harrisburg defeated Stevens 25-14-17, Douglas 25-14-9, Rapid City Central 25-11-17. Brookings defeated Rapid City Central 25-19-10, and Rapid City Stevens 25-21-7. Yankton defeated Spearfish 25-14-23, and Sturgis 25-14-9. Watertown tops Spearfish 25-17-19 and Sturgis 25-10-10. And Brandon Valley defeated Rapid City Central 25-10-10. Rapid City Stevens 25-9-16 and Douglas 25-9-13. And that is the rundown of our scores from last night. Schedule for today, I believe the AA East-West will continue in Yankton and Harrisburg. There are two state events on the schedule today. Cross Country State Meet is in Sioux Falls. Here on Tigers and all area cross country squads running today. That starts at 12 noon. And AA Cheer and Dance here on Tigers at the state finals in Sioux Falls today. That's the rundown of the schedule. Quarterfinals are set for the state football finals. They'll be played next Thursday. We'll have a pair of games on the air. Huron Tigers will be at Yankton. Huron seeded number 7, Yankton seeded 2. 6 o'clock kickoff from Yankton, 5:30 pregame on Tiger 95. Here on KOKK, we'll have a Class 9B matchup. Number 8 seed defending champion Hitchcock Tuller will visit top seeded Avon. Those two teams did play during the regular season, a 4-point win for Avon. 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff next Thursday on KOKK. The rest of the schedule for all divisions next Thursday, 11AA, number 6 Sturgis at number 3 T area, number 8 Spearfish at top seed Pier, number 5 Aberdeen at number 4 Watertown. 11 AAA, number 8 seed Stevens at top seed Lincoln, number 5 Jefferson at number 4 Brandon Valley, number 7 Washington at number 2 Harrisburg, 6 seed Sioux Falls Roosevelt at number 3 O'Gorman. 11A, 8 seed Madison is at top seed Del Rapids, number 5 Dakota Valley at number 4 Sioux Falls Christian, 7 seed Chamberlain's at 2nd seeded West Central, and number 6 seed Lennox is at number 3 seed Canton. 11B, number 9 seed Roncalli at top seed Winter, number 5 Tri-Valley at number 4 seed Elk Point Jefferson, 10 seed Rapid City Christians at number 2 seed Duel, number 6 seed Hot Springs at number 3 Sioux Valley. 9-man, AA, number 9 Hanson at top seed Parkston, number 5 Wall at number 4 Hamlin, 10 seed Freeman, Marion, Freeman Academy is at 2 seed Plant Geddes, 6 seed Elkton Lake Benton at number 3 seed Howard. 9A, number 9 seed Castlewood at top seed Warner, 12 seed Gregory is at number 4 seed Canastota, number 7 seed Dewbrook at 2 seed Alcetzer Hudson, number 11 seed Chester at number 3 seed Phillip. In Class 9B, 8 seed Hitchcock Tuller at 1 seed Avon, mentioned that. Number 12 seed Gayville Volant at number 4 seed DeSmit. 10 seed Kadoka is at number 2 seed Fulton. Number 11 seed Potter County is at number 3 seed Corsica Stickney. Again, all those games next Thursday, quarterfinals of the state high school football playoffs. Couple other notes to pass along. Tiger Roar Booster Club has some potlucks coming up. Cheer and dance potluck will be Monday, 6 o'clock at the Huron High School Commons. And cross country will be Tuesday, October 24th, 5:30 at the High School Commons. And everyone is welcome to attend. Wanted a note to pass along. Here on Tiger Volleyball, Breast Cancer Awareness Night will be Tuesday at the arena when they host the Mitchell Colonels. They were out selling a Blockout Cancer special t-shirts to wear. They have cut off sales for that. You might still be able to get one. Contact one of the members of the team. Wear the special t-shirts Tuesday night or just anything pink to show your support. Also, the silent auction has went live. Notice that last night. We have posted the link for the silent auction on the Huron Radio News Facebook page. All money raised between the silent auction and the t-shirt sales all stays in Huron, goes with the HRMC Foundation and the We Got You Covered program at the hospital, which ensures that everyone who needs a mammogram is able to get one. So again, if you have a chance, make a bid. A lot of items there, and I think they'll probably be adding a few items here as the weekend and into next week wears on as well. Coming up this morning, about 9 minutes after 8 o'clock, Dakota Sports Saturday, we'll be talking state cross country with Miller coach Tom McGaugh, here on coach Angie Thomas. Some comments from Tyann Ulmer, head volleyball coach of the Huron Tigers, and also Drew Strand, head football coach. We'll talk about the end of the regular season and heading for a rematch next week with Yankton down in Yankton. That's our Dakota Sports Saturday show this morning. With the Saturday Morning Scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, and overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
First up here on Dakota Sports Saturday, we talk Miller High School cross country with their head coach, Tom McGaugh.
as the wrestlers looking to compete at Class A today, and the Miller boys definitely have a chance to make some noise there today. We'll get to that coming up. First off, Tom, I think you told me 38 years. What keeps you going with this?
Kids. and a loving wife that, you know, that allows it to happen and stuff. So she's very supportive, but it's just a passion for the kids, for the sport, and, you know, kind of payback to all the, you know, coaches and people who, you know, helped me in the past. So, and also the community support. So, yeah, it's been a fun ride.
Well, this year, your Class A, I remember we were just kind of visiting about that before we started 3 years ago. I believe you won a Class B boys title your 1 year you were in Class B. Kind of thought you were going to stay there at the time, but once the numbers came out, you've always just been a couple over the cutoff between A and B.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I think that's the one thing our kids indicated afterwards, that we didn't have a chance to defend our title, you know, and that was kind of a disappointment, but I, you know, and we've had success in the A's before, but, you know, having that, you know, where we were in the B's, we would have, you know, we've done, you know, well too, but even this year, I think we'd be, you know, I know Philip has a good, excellent squad, and boy, they have five solid runners, but I know if we wouldn't have got him, we would have definitely, you know, been positioned to get at least second. But that's the way it is, and we'll just make the best of it.
We'll talk about the squads here. We'll start off with the girls. You have, you know, the boys kind of get the center stages because they have run so well. But, you know, you have a couple of girls that have been pretty consistent, top 10, top 20 in your meets this year.
Yeah, Madeline Nye and Gabby Wirtle have really been working hard all season long. And, you know, we had a couple of their, you know, teammates who we just ran four in the varsity this year. Allie Gortmaker and Tatum Gortmaker have really come along. And I was hoping we'd be able to sneak one more in there to the region. But, you know, Madeline's coming off a little bit of an injury, but the region was her first meet back for, I think she's missed two meets, and she really ran well, and Gabby is really running well right now too, and this is the time you want to do it, so we're just you know, hopeful for them to you know, do well at the state.
You know, and as far as that, you know, obviously you want to place if you can, but I know you said, and I'm sure we're going to talk about this for the boys too, but Class A is pretty loaded when it comes to cross country.
You know, it is. You know, you've got, first of all, on the girl side, Sioux Falls Christian is just, I mean, they're just going to dominate it. You know, West Central and Sioux Valley and Chamberlain are just are excellent teams with, you know, Vermilion and Flandreau in there. And, you know, just to kind of show you where girls cross country is right now, you know, from Sioux Valley, that Isabel Blocker, you know, you know, she's running a 17:27. You can still look on the boys' side, and there's a few probably aren't running that. That's a heck of a time. I know that's, I think that's her best best time this season. But yeah, it's I tell you what, cross country for people who have been around her for a while and just seen the phenomenal athletes that are out there, is just and the times that are being posted. You know, it's just unbelievable. But the makeup of the girls teams and the boys teams are pretty exceptional.
Can talk with Tom McGaugh, head cross country coach for the Miller Wrestlers. We'll shift now to the boys and the boys. Well, you got three guys that have been pretty consistent top 10, including two, Pierce Bomberger and Ellie Shoemaker, that have been pushing each other to see who gets to be the medalist each time you go out. And it's always good to have two guys like that can push each other, and they're pushing each other because they want to beat each other.
Well, that and at the same time, Jeff, they want to make each other better. You know, Alex and Pierce will both tell you how important one another are to each of them, and it's fun to watch them not only compete, but it's also fun to watch them in practice. I think they just bring out the best of each other, and they also set the tone for the other kids. You know, Isaiah Gortmaker has just been stepping up and, you know, doing his part. And so, you know, those three have really, you know, set the tone. You know, Kellen Hurd, our fourth runner, he's got a coming back off a hamstring where hopefully he'll be ready for state. And his younger brother, Chase, who's only an eighth grader, has really assumed a lot of a challenge to do well, and Jamin Vanderwerf too, our sixth runner. They're just right now it's a pretty good mindset, and we're just going to we're looking forward to it. But I think that's the, you know, the kind of the difference between the A and the B, and you know, the B's you score three, and then you have the two pushers, and the A's you have that four, and you have two. So this year you're really going to need all four doing well, besides the help from the other two to place. So it's going to be a fun meet.
You know, I just look at a kid like Isaiah Gortmaker, and on many teams he'd be the guy instead, and with the wrestlers he's like the third guy.
Yeah, he is. But I tell you what, he is really, really accepting the challenge. We had a nice workout. We started out with the tempo runs yesterday, and he challenges himself. So if we're running a 5:15 or a 5:10 mile pace, you know, he makes sure that he tries to stick with those two. And so, you know, that's kind of fun to watch that. You know, just the progression. You know, people say, well, you're going to graduate this kid, but this kid puts someone else in position to, you know, kind of step up and do what needs to be done.
Well, let's look at the state meet, and I guess first off, running in Sioux Falls this year, that is the traditional flat course, as in not a lot of challenges, as in hills and that sort of thing. And I assume a couple of kids maybe ran it at that Nike meet back in September?
Absolutely. We took our team down there to run it. Now, they run, I think, it's a little bit different part of the area, but nonetheless, they did. I know in 2021, when we won the Class B title, that's where the state meet was. And so, you know, our kids know the course. Very few viewer-friendly, too, because it you know, it gives the kids the chance to, they're all, you know, there's not hardly a spot on there where they're not going to be cheered on by spectators or by fans. And other than the, going around the corners of within the flags, you know, things of that sort. So there's not a lot of hills. There's not any hills, but it's a fun course for the kids to run.
Then on the boys' side of things in Class A, who are you looking at there? Obviously, you feel your wrestlers can compete.
Yeah, you know, they can. You know, I look at Alex and Pierce, you know, with the best times overall in Class A that have been posted so far. Alex is seated fifth and Pierce is seventh. Now, that was their best time on their best day they had. But looking at the Class A boys, Sioux Falls Christian is just, they're just loaded. You know, they graduated a number of kids last year, and everybody thought, well, okay, now they're just going to, you know, let somebody else take the lead spot. But Coach Vanderlees, he's got those kids running. In fact, his son is a freshman, and he's just taken over too, and one of those runners and stuff. So, but Sioux Falls Christian is the looks like the team to beat on the boys' side. And Hill City, you know, they've got the person is posting the best time in the state, and I think last time I looked it was like a 15:24 or something like that, Luke Rupert, and he's running well, and so it's going to be a fun meet to watch with regard to, you know, some of those teams. And I know there's other ones in there too as well, but it's going to be a fun meet.
Well, we'll wrap it up with this, getting set for the end of yet another cross country season. I think you said your 38th one. So, but it really sounds like a fun group, girls and boys. The kids have a good mindset, and sounds like they're hard workers.
You know what, Jeff? They are. I think what's really exciting, we didn't have a core of junior varsity, but we had some middle school runners that came. We had some sixth graders that came out and some seventh graders, but we had a young core of athletes that there was just no fear in them. I mean, we would go out there and run, and it was just they accepted the challenge, you know, and I was really impressed. You know, sometimes you have to kind of, you know, get some of the younger kids kind of acclimated a little bit by letting up on them, but they just embraced it. In fact, it was kind of fun. Our middle school boys and girls both won the Central Conference, and our middle school girls, they ran it, you know, won it, I think, by 13 points, which was, you know, not a sizable amount, but it was a good meeting, good points. And our boys just, you know, at the finish line, some held on and some passed some individuals, you know, to win it by 1 point. So hopefully we can keep those kids interested and out. And so we're looking forward not only to Saturday, but we're also looking forward to what next year brings.
Tom McGaugh, his 39th year as a cross-country coach. I believe he said 50 years total of coaching in South Dakota, mainly in this area. We're going to stay on that cross-country theme next on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, and overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Back on Dakota Sports Saturday, continue our cross-country theme with Huron Tiger coach Angie Thomas. Tigers running in double-A today down in Sioux Falls to wrap up the season. And coach, just go down this season so far. I know you felt a few kids could have maybe done better, had a major injury. Just, you know, there's a lot of things that have happened here in the last 2 months.
There has been, that's for sure. When we look back at our first interview together, and, you know, I was talking about TJ Lean and how many miles he's put on and what a great job he did all summer, and for him to suffer a stress fracture was pretty detrimental to the team, to himself, to say the least. He did come back and run at ESD. I know he wasn't happy with his time. He got done, he goes, I don't know what hurts worse, my lungs or my leg. So, I mean, he's been doing a lot of swimming, doing workouts like that in the pool, but, you know, that doesn't compare to, you know, running itself. So he took, well, everybody took last week off because the Roger Lecker Invitational was canceled due to weather. So he took that week off, and he's still in my top seven. He's going to be running at state today. And I just know he wants to go out there, and he's going to do the best he can. I know that. But hopefully that's enough of a motivator to the rest of the team that's been running all season to say, hey, we need to get out there, and we need to run our tails off today.
Well, let's go down the lineups. First off, with the girls, Josie Vlieger. I know you kind of challenged her this week, says you've done well, you can do better. She'll be the lead runner for us today.
Yeah, absolutely. We had a nice talk after practice one day about, you know, she runs up there with some of those boys that are running in the 19s for us, or, you know, high 19s, low 20s. Now, at ESD, Josie did PR and run a 20:21, and I truly believe that she has more in her. I can see her breaking that 20-minute barrier. to place top 25, she's going to have to probably run better than a 1940. Does she have it in her? You know, I don't know. I mean, it's going to be a beautiful day. Let's wait and see. And it just comes down to, you know, competing. And I think she's getting that edge, and I really hope today's the day that she gets out there and gets it done. At ESD, though, I have to say I was tremendously proud of the girls. We ended up seventh overall, and like I said, Josie Vlieger PR'd. Lily Meyer was our next Tiger. She didn't PR, but she ran her best race this season. Tatum Peterson was 1 second away from her PR that she set as an eighth grader, and she's now our senior runner out there. So she had a tremendous race, and she has big goals for today, too. She wants to break that eighth grade PR, and she's been working really hard in practice. And then Nora Pester went out and ran a great race. She ran a PR that day. I brought Reva McGaw up from the middle school races to run varsity, and she PR'd from her Andy's road race by over 2 minutes. So, I mean, just all those girls really stepped up and ran hard. Super proud of them. They'll all be running at state today. And then also Kaylee Bowden, our senior, who's been with us since her sixth grade year. I'm bringing her up to run state this year. And then Kinsley Armstrong is another eighth grader that's worked really hard all summer and throughout the season, and I've brought her up as well. So those are my varsity girls runners running at state today.
Then give us the boys lineup.
And on the boys' side, we have Tegan Lean, who's been our top runner this year, ninth grader. As I've said before, this is his first year in cross country and has been doing an amazing job. I truly believe he has more in him than an 1831, which is his current PR, and he set that early on in the season, I believe, at our Clyde Cotton invite. So I'm looking to him to break that 18-minute barrier, get in the 17s. James Weir, he's also a freshman. He's been running with us since his sixth grade year. He's our second Tiger, and I told all my boys, I'm just going to preface everything I say right now, I told all my boys I want to see him in the 18s. We did the math. I explained things better. Maybe I didn't do a good job as a coach the last how many years with these boys, but I go, do the math. You can do it. There's no reason any of you should be running high 19s, 20s at this time of the season, not with the amount of work that we've put in. So James right now is our second Tiger. Angelo Medina is third right behind him. Angelo beat him at ESD and had a PR time, his best time ever, looked great running. Will Knipling looked really strong at ESD, but I'm looking to him to break that 19-minute barrier as well. Antoine Flyinghawk, TJ Lean, and then Cameron Cutshaw are the ones that are rounding out my boys' varsity team. And like I said, we had a good heart-to-heart this week, and I look to them to be running in the 18s, if not faster, today.
And running in Sioux Falls today, we've talked about this in the past, not really your traditional course, perhaps. Flatter, it's a faster course. Of course, you're running in a park instead of a golf course like most of these are, so expect a lot of pretty good times.
Yeah, this is where our ESD meet was as well. And like I said, all my athletes ran really well at ESD. So, you know, it's a beautiful day. The wind might pick up here and there. There might be gusts of wind, but that's the same for everyone. You just get out there and compete. And it is a flatter course, and the kids run fast here. There's no doubt about it. But everyone runs fast here, that's for sure.
And as far as the top of the charts there, who do you expect to be competing for that title?
Well, on the girls' side, we definitely have Brandon Valley. They have all five of their girls. They may have seven, actually, in the top 25. They are they are a phenomenal team this year. And then we have O'Gorman. I look to the Castilli girl to win it. But there's a Brandon Valley girl that's right behind her. So, that's going to be a tough battle. They both run 1730-something, 1740-something. So, I mean, those girls are running hard. So I look at Brandon Valley to come out on top on the girls' side. And the boys' side, you have Lincoln, Brandon Valley, But I don't know. It's just depends on who shows up to run today.
And we'll just wrap it up with this. For your Huron Tigers, obviously just want to put the best foot forward going out. And also for the seniors that you have, give them a nice send-off here because the seniors have put a lot of time into the program.
All of our seniors have been with us since they've been here. Cameron Cutshaw moved here in eighth grade, and he's ran cross-country the entire time. Everyone else, Will Knipling, Tatum Peterson, and Kaylee Bowden have been with us since sixth grade. And, they have been great kids to have, honestly. I mean, I always have great kids out for cross country. I don't deny that. And I love that. We've become a family. And I feel like it gets tougher every year when I have seniors because I've just watched them mature and, I mean, not only as an athlete, but as a human. And we have some kind kids on our team, and I'm just really proud of these seniors, how they've stuck with it. And things haven't always gone great for them. They've had seasons that haven't been so great, but they've persevered. They've come back and worked hard, and now here they are as seniors. And honestly, all the seniors are running really well right now. So I'm very proud of them.
Angie Thomas, head coach here on Tiger Cross Country, wrapping up the season today, as all cross country teams are, the Estate Cross Country Meet in Sioux Falls. We'll be back, Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Good morning. Dakota Sports Saturday continues, and comments from Tyann Ulmer, head coach here on Tiger Volleyball. Tigers with a week off here. Been a while since they've had this much time off in the schedule. Tigers fell in 5 sets out at Pier this past Tuesday, and their record now at 12-12 on the season. Kind of a wacky match there. As I said, it went all five. We had sets that were competitive, sets 1 and 2, which were split. Set 3, Pier just pounded on Huron. Set 4, Huron pounded on Pier, setting up that set 5, where Pier got up early and just never really were challenged as they picked up the win. Talked to Coach Ulmer after the match on the post game and told her about that, how momentum just swings so wildly sometimes in volleyball, and that 3-minute break between sets sometimes is all the difference with a team getting themselves set back up.
I think it's just the way how it starts, right? Like, we missed a serve right away. We needed to go on a roll, and we just... That's just how the momentum started. We lost that point, and then we couldn't get back into it.
And bottom line is, little things become big things when you're that tight. If you're going 5 sets, that means it's two teams that are pretty evenly matched. And give Pier credit, when they got momentum, they really got rolling, and especially in the net.
Yep, and we couldn't stop the bleeding. Our block was all over the place. We were late on everything, and they just didn't execute what we needed to.
A couple of our younger girls really came through. Aurora Dreyer and Allie Davis led us in kills. I think that's the first time that's happened, possibly career highs for both. Aurora, first off, You know, she's been varsity all year, but you have started playing her some on JV just to get her some extra swings, and I think that's starting to pay dividends now.
Yep, her and I have had that talk, like, what can we do to help you to play more consistent at the varsity level? And we chose JV. Can we get those reps in for you to get better on the varsity level? You're going to play against some varsity players, and it's showing that we're starting to get a little bit better on that backside.
You know, and then Allie Davis, you know, she went so cold from basically a freshman sophomore player to starting on varsity without any lower levels. And, you know, she's undersized, as we put so many girls at the net undersized, but, you know, she's fearless and she has to be.
And what I come to find out with Allie, she's good under pressure. So if we need somebody that's going to put the ball away under pressure, it's going to be her, and she's going to play well under pressure, and that's what it came down to.
You know, but when you look at it, the two sets we won, sets one, sets four, we were playing the volleyball we want. We were setting it up. We forced them into some mistakes, but, you know, it takes three to win a match.
Yep, and we went away from the scouting report. We scout for a reason, and they thought that their job was better than what the coaching staff put together, and they came out set four, used the scouting report, and came back with a win.
You know, you can just see Pierre, they're riding. The momentum is always loud in here. Their student section is right next to our side of the court, and you know that you can give Pierre credit. They used it to their advantage.
Yeah, it's always hard to come to Pierre, right? The student section's right on top of you. They're yelling at you. It's hard to play in here, but you guys, they wanted to come here, and here we are, and this is the outcome, so.
Now, as we look ahead, I think everybody's happy. A week off here now. We've been waiting this for a while. In fact, one match this week, one match next week. Plans, I'm sure there's going to be a few days off there, but also just a chance to work on you instead of working on what's coming up next.
Yep, we just got to put in some work. We got to focus on us finally, and hopefully we can come back and stay positive, and hopefully this doesn't affect us in practice, but we've got to start working on us and get ready for Mitchell later on.
Yeah, Mitchell, again, we always say it doesn't matter what sport we're playing. You should be hyped up for that. Also, Breast Cancer Awareness Night next Tuesday. So outside of homecoming, that's usually the biggest crowd of the night. So, you know, hopefully the girls are, you know, come out with some fire on that.
Yep, hopefully we can get them a little bit of support during that match and get them to where they need to go back into with playing-wise.
And finally, with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night, I think T-shirt sales have been cut off. But bottom line, I think you can still order one if you want one. And also, the silent auction will go online, I think, early next week as well. Just a good thing. And again, you know, we've talked about this in the past, but it stays in Huron. We worked with HRMC Foundation on this for several years now. The We Got You Covered program, I think, is what it goes to. And that's basically make sure a mammogram is available for anyone who needs it, you know. And, you know, again, just can't stress enough, T-shirt sales, you know, that's the profits are going to the We Got You Covered, as is the silent auction as well.
Yep, all the profits go to them. We just help them out so they can get that profit for the foundation, and that's just, we like to do it, and we'll keep sticking with it.
Well, I know the silent auction, but I think we end up adding stuff by the end of the week, because usually it runs 4 or 5 days. So if you have a donation, get a hold of HRMC Foundation or a member of the team. And, you know, like I said, it's just a great tradition, and this started with volleyball.
Yep, just take it to the Central Tower Plaza, and they'll get it to where it needs to go. But if you want to put an item up for auction, just let us know.
Well, week off, I think we're all ready for it.
Yes, I think so.
Tyon Ulmer, head coach here on Tiger Volleyball. The Tigers a week off. They'll be back on the court at the arena on Tuesday, hosting Mitchell. Again, Breast Cancer Awareness Night. Pre-match is at 6:40 on Tiger 95. Here on Tiger Football, coming up next on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Hi, this is Mackenzie Simmonsma, senior on the Huron Tiger Volleyball team. Our annual Breast Cancer Awareness Night is Tuesday, October 24th, and we host Mitchell at the arena at 7. Our theme is Blackout Cancer. We are selling T-shirts, and we are also accepting donations for our silent auction. Contact any member of the team. Money raised from the T-shirt sales and silent auction will go to the Huron Regional Medical Center's We've Got You Covered program. Hope to see you at Huron Volleyball Breast Cancer Awareness Night Tuesday, October 24th at the arena.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
We are back, Dakota Sports Saturday, wrapping it up, talking Huron Tiger football with head coach Drew Strand. The Huron Tigers finished out the regular season, fell to Yankton on Thursday night. 4-5 regular season, number 7 seed in the playoffs, and well, just turn around and play Yankton again next Thursday. And let's go to Yankton number 1, the first game now here that we'll be talking about, and that was Thursday night, senior night. And you told me Yankton played fast. I think you undersold it how fast they play.
Yeah, I mean, I knew they were going to come out. I knew they were kind of that team and that fast. He's been kind of prepping them for that for a while now since he started there. I believe his first season as the head coach was in 2018. So I kind of knew his system that he was trying to put in after seeing it for the years. And, you know, they came out definitely fast. But, you know, I think our kids just came out. I wouldn't say they were slow, but I think we were afraid. You know, I think the hype around Yankton and how good they were by how fast they were, I think kind of intimidated our kids a little bit. So, you know, they definitely came out and they were ready to win a game, and that's exactly what they did.
Yeah, I'm just talking to the Yankton radio guys. Sounds like that's a little more passing than what they usually do. They like to run the ball a little more, but just their passing game was working.
Yep, it was working. I mean, we didn't kind of, you know, we didn't press those guys much, and we didn't fight for it or kind of get in the guy's face. So, you know, they were able to do that, and it was kind of like pitch and catch for them, you know, which I think, you know, now our guys understanding it and seeing kind of how they run stuff, you know, it's going to help us in the future here. And, you know, rather than playing them week one and then trying to have to refigure out kind of what they do, you know, it's going to be, I think, a plus and a positive for us to be able to, you know, just go back and turn around and play them again. No matter how we did the first game, I don't think that really matters to our kids at this point anymore.
You know, as far as we went offensively, it was almost kind of the opposite, where that was probably the most lopsided we were running the ball as opposed to passing the ball. The run game was working, especially in the first half.
Yep. I mean, our run game in the first half was really nice. Cashin was running really hard. We were finding seams, and he was breaking one tackle, you know, to get those extra yards. And, you know, unfortunately, pass game-wise, they came with a bunch of twists and some blitzes that, you know, we just weren't ready to quite pick up, not seeing a lot of teams that do that, you know. So we just got to kind of clean that stuff up, and I think our guys are ready to take on that challenge. And, you know, they've seen it on Thursday. So, you know, coming into this week, you know, they kind of have a head start on, you know, what to expect, you know, and what's coming next from Yankton, what they can throw at us and what kind of stunts they can do.
And really, mistakes were a key to, you had 4 turnovers there, 3 picks, although one pick was really kind of like a punt. We're just throwing it up there to see what happened on a 4th down. But, you know, we had one drive, really a penalty kind of killed that one off. Then we had a fumble when we had a good drive going there in the 4th half. And, you know, against a team like Yankton, Pierre, anybody like that, you just can't afford those mistakes.
Yep, can't afford those mistakes. I know in the first drive when we came out right away, if we tighten up our pass pro there, I think CJ's wide open and Gavin was wide open in the flat. So, you know, if we can clean those things up and, you know, get a pocket and a little bit more time for our quarterback to see and be able to make those throws, I think, you know, we can go up 7-0 if we find CJ on that. I know his guy tripped on that that first play when we got sacked, and we just can't back up. You know, there was penalties for us on offense that killed us, and there was penalties definitely, you know, on our guys jumping off sides. I think we had enough of those. And we told our guys kind of all week, like, they don't go on the clap. Their center snaps the ball whenever he's ready. So we just got to be a little more disciplined, and we got to hold ourselves accountable. You know, coaches and players, just, you know, we put our guys in bad spots at times, and we're holding ourselves accountable and really coming in here and grinding out to figure out what's the best way to put our guys in the situations to win again against Yankton.
You know, and the one thing, and, you know, the penalties, we really piled up some this year, but to be fair, it's been on both sides. I mean, I thought we had too many on Thursday night, but yet Yankton had more for more yards. I don't know if it's just they're calling it a little different or such, but, you know, when it comes down to that, though, that just goes back to discipline.
Yep, I mean, it's discipline, and, you know, I don't know if it is, but it just feels like our penalties are always drive killers for us, like whether it's a holding call and we go back, so now it's 1st and 20 instead of 1st and 10, but, you know, and their penalties just kind of come at different situations. I know they got that one flag against Hofer, you know, and it didn't come during the play. It came after the play, so it wasn't really, and they scored on it, so it wasn't a drive-killing play for them. And then I know they got those holding calls down when we had them backed up, but, you know, they only lost about a half a yard on it, so it's not really killing drives. So if we can clean up ours and hold ourselves accountable and not have the killing drives, or, you know, let the offense get the easy short yardage plays on third downs or give them an automatic first down because we jump off sides, I think it puts us in a situation, you know, to be more competitive and, you know, just play our butts off and go after it and kind of, you know, still be in the game at times.
You know, now we go into next week. We're going to be the underdogs. That's something we can embrace. I think you kind of touched on it already, playing a team back-to-back like that. It sounds like, you know, this is an okay thing in your eyes because the kids know what Yankton can do. Obviously, they didn't put out their run game as much as they might, so maybe that might be a little switch for them. But you know, the preparation, basically, you'll have been prepping for 2 weeks now.
Yep, I mean, we'll get 2 weeks at them, and we'll kind of be able to clean up our stuff and see what still works and what doesn't and come out, make a few adjustments. I think, you know, our kids are kind of looking forward to it, and, you know, it'll help our kids out a little bit, being able to get 2 weeks at somebody rather than just 1 week and then waiting. So, you know, I think, I mean, the coaches, I know the staff is looking forward to this game, and I think we can compete with a lot better and hopefully, you know, come away and see. We have nothing to lose being the underdogs in here, so our kids are just going to come out and, you know, just not be afraid of anything and just really go after and see what can happen.
And you always say, too, this is for the seniors. They, I think we were talking beforehand, you talk about, you know, they've basically been together for 8 years. They've been playing. This has been one of our larger number senior classes we've had in recent years. So for them, you know, there's handing in the pads if you don't have a good game next Thursday. So you kind of leave it up to them.
Yep, I mean, the seniors have definitely, you know, done a fantastic job, you know, not only this season, but just continuing to stay out with the program and continuing to, you know, overcome the adversity that they've overcome. And, you know, just with all the things that have changed for them guys coming through the football program, you know, a team like Yankton coming in and beating them the first time, you know, I think they can easily overcome that adversity for how much adversity that they've overcome already just being part of the Huron football program and all the changes that we have, you know. So those kids have done a fantastic job, and they can grind through anything. So, yeah, hopefully, you know, next Thursday, you know, it's either you win and move on or you go home and pack up. So, you know, I think, you know, you put it on those guys, and I think those guys are kind of locked in. And I know that those guys have a lot of goals still, and they don't want to throw it in. So, you know, I think they'll give it everything they got, and hopefully the younger guys can kind of piggyback off of those guys and come in with the same ambition that the seniors have.
Well, we'll wrap it up with this. I know you need to go. Big weekend for the Strands, and has nothing to do with shooting pheasants.
Nope. My sister's getting married, you know, this weekend, so, you know, it'll be a fun time, you know, for us to just be able to celebrate. But, you know, it's just nice to see. I think my brother hasn't been around, you know, just because he's been back home with football season. So it's nice just to be able to get a family gathering and see those guys, you know, every once in a while with the grind of just football and school starting here. I don't get a chance to get home very much, so it'll be a nice outing for the Strand family.
And you did mention it Thursday night in the post game. What is it with these autumn weddings? Autumn weddings in football usually isn't a very good mix.
Yeah, I don't know. Something in Huron, I guess, that, you know, that just the weather around here and, you know, the scenery must just be really good in autumn because, you know, we've had a couple coaches now get married during football season. Now my sister, you know, so, you know, it's just nice. You know, it's a good community, so it's awesome community to have a wedding. And I think, you know, I'm excited and we're all excited just for the wedding and to move on for Yankton this next week.
Drew Strand, head coach here on Tiger Football. Tigers in the playoffs for the first time in 3 years, and they, with the number 7 seed, will visit number 2 seed Yankton, playing the Bucks back-to-back this past Thursday and now this next Thursday. Earlier kickoff time, 6 o'clock, 5:30 pregame on Tiger 95, and again here on KOKK next Thursday, quarterfinal in Class 9B, Hitchcock Tulare at Avon. That'll be a regular 7 o'clock kickoff, 6:30 pregame on KOKK. Territorial Rodeo Update brought to you by Premier Equipment Huron is coming up next. Thanks for listening to Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.
Time now for the top five.